From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Fighting intensified in Liberia today with heavy gunfire in the capital city of Monrovia. And there are reports that rebel forces seeking to oust President Charles Taylor have captured the port city of Buchanan. On Friday, President Bush ordered a limited number of U.S. forces into position off the coast of Liberia to support peacekeeping efforts by the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS. And in a speech today, he reiterated his commitment to working to solve Africa's problems.
There's suffering in Liberia today. I directed the Secretary of Defense to position appropriate military capabilities off the coast of Liberia in order to support the deployment of an ECOWAS force. We're committed to working with ECOWAS to create the conditions in which lives can be saved and aid can be delivered.
Michael Francis is the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Monrovia. He is Liberian-born and in Washington to press the case for U.S. intervention. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What are you going to tell what we gather is a fairly skeptical administration here about intervention in Liberia?
I would tell them that they have a moral responsibility to intervene, and that flows from three sources. First, of our relationship, whether they like it or not, that's a reality, a historical reality.
The fact that Liberia was founded by freed slaves.
Second, our involvement in the United States at the worst of times during this period, the Second World War and during the Cold World War, and voting always for the United States during that period in the United Nations, which was sometimes against our national interests. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, that United States has a global responsibility to see that there is peace all over. It's not a policeman of the world, but it has a responsibility.
And if the administration official says to you, we're trying to exercise, as we see it, those responsibilities, in our terms, in Afghanistan and Iraq, mm-hmm. as we speak, mm-hmm. we only have so many Marines, mm-hmm. what do you tell them?
I would tell them we're not asking for a big army. We're asking 500, 1,000, and that would not overstretch the United States, because even right now, United States have, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 40 or more Marines guarding the embassy. So we're not asking for a big force.
I want to read to you something that an American military strategist, not in the government, at a think tank here, said on this network a couple of days ago. He said, Liberia, and I quote, is a small country of no great strategic or economic importance to the United States. Meanwhile, U.S. forces are stretched thin in other places that are quite important to us, and the question is, how little can we do while helping to resolve the situation so we don't appear to be indifferent to the suffering?
I think that there's a misunderstanding of the situation in Liberia. Granted, we are a small country, precisely so, it will be easier for the United States to help us. Mm. Furthermore, I think no nation can see others being killed, maimed, and gradually destroyed. We have the problem of Rwanda. The world sat apart, and afterwards the world regretted. Let that not be said of Liberia.
The latest developments today seem to be new fighting in the second city of Liberia, in Buchanan. Mm-hmm. Also, I assume, named for an American president.
That's right.
James Buchanan. And this is a city where refugees from Monrovia have fled. Is that, as best you can figure out, have things gotten qualitatively worse when you hear about fighting in Buchanan?
Okay, I was in contact with Buchanan about 2 hours ago. Mm-hmm. They were fighting there, and it creates a serious problem for us because many of those who took shelter in a place that they couldn't take shelter in Monrovia wended their way to Buchanan, and now they meet this. It just shows that living in a world as we live in, the co-responsibility for the safety of this world is on the shoulders of all countries in the world.
So if you do get U.S.-led intervention, what do you do after that to prevent this from happening again?
We have what we call a contact group, the international contact group for peace in Liberia. They have a draft agreement before them. The draft has it like this, that once that interim government is elected, Mr. Taylor will resign and turn the government over to his vice president. And then this government comes in, after some time takes over and lead us to elections in October next year and inauguration in January of 2005.
And do you think that the same country in which so many people have been reduced to suffering and refugee status and even worse, poverty, and seen such terrible violence. You think that a year from now this country is ready to have a democratic election and elect a stable government?
Yeah, I mean, Sierra Leone is an example of this.
In Sierra Leone, where there was British intervention.
Right, you see. And now they have a government in place. What we should have put in place before, which we didn't, was put in place. So it's not a problem of the time, important as it may be, but it is of the availability of security in the country. And then the people will go up, will have resiliency, and I think they'll be ready to meet up to their responsibilities.
Archbishop Michael Francis, Roman Catholic Archbishop of Monrovia in Liberia.